from it. It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. Hurricane Harvey hit Texas just as schools were starting a new year, and all but three school districts have reopened. That's according to Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath. Dozens of school districts had to delay the start of school for days, even weeks, as Harvey made landfall. Morath spoke at a luncheon today in Dallas.
We educate in the state of Texas roughly the same number of children who are educated by the nation of Canada, and one in four of them have suffered pretty significant disruption to their learning experience and to their lives.
Morath has been in touch with superintendents of school districts affected by Harvey. He says the storm is taking its toll on students.
Our teachers are spending all day with rooms full of kids who, in many cases, are suffering post-traumatic stress. And then they're going home and demoing their own homes, cleaning out fiberglass insulation, breaking down drywall, and then waking up and getting it all again.
The Port Aransas School District is scheduled to reopen next month. Most of its students will have to attend classes in portable buildings. And now to think, in a book with Texas ties, Houston native Attica Locke left Texas for a career in Hollywood, writing and producing for the Fox drama Empire. She returns to her roots in her new novel, Bluebird, Bluebird, a page-turning mystery that centers on a black Texas Ranger living in a racially divided small town. Today on Think, Locke talked about setting her novel in East Texas.
When you're gathered together in a small town, there are certain things where we're all kind of sharing resources together that supersede race in a way. And I want to be very careful here because I'm not trying to paint in any way a Pollyanna look at race in East Texas. But I firmly believe that you have to capture the contradictions. And part of the contradiction is that there can be extreme hate and there can be extreme love between folks. And the line is very thin and gets blurry. And I think that's part of what's at the heart of our confusion about race in America, is that I think that there is a breath of love for black folks and black culture by white people that confuses some folks. Hmm. Some people embrace it, understand it, don't have any problem with it. But I think there are certain people for whom there is a realization that black folks have given so much to this country, that there's so much that this country would not be if it were not for black people. And it makes them feel uncomfortable in such a way to recognize they would not have what they had were it not for black bodies. And I think somehow in their psyche, it gets twisted around to hate when it really might be envy.
This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Yu Renee Hall is just a few weeks into her new job as Dallas police chief. She's the first woman to lead the department. She left her native Detroit for a city twice the size. She's also leading a force still recovering from last year's deadly police shooting. At the Texas Tribune Festival, Hall talked with KERA's Chris Boyd about her approach to policing and the realities of big city policing in the 21st century.
I'm sure there's never been an easy time to run a police department, but it really does seem challenging now. There are these viral cell phone videos that have a lot of people questioning whether they can trust police. There are a lot of good law enforcement officers who don't understand why they are lumped in with the bad apples. How does that tension affect the way officers approach their jobs?
I think that we have to look at it holistically, that history has created a strenuous relationship between the community and the police, and that was done years ago. Nothing we can do about that. But how we move forward is through transparency. I tell the officers each and every day when I go by roll call that no one should be able to tell your story better than you. It's okay to have cell phone video of the incident, but that's why we want the community to know we wear body cameras so that they understand that there is no secret about what we do in law enforcement. Our goal is to make sure that you know that what we do each and every day is to, one, protect ourselves, but two, equally to protect the citizens and letting the community, businesses, the officers alike know that we're working together in this. And if we continue to work together, that we can conquer everything.
As the leader of the police department, how do you strike the balance between holding officers accountable and making them feel 100% supported?
Well, the unwavering support is about doing the job the way the job is designed to be done, following the rules and regulations of our agency, and just holding ourselves accountable for what we're supposed to do. So I think that the biggest part of that is making sure that they understand that if you do the right thing, even when you're attempting to do the right thing and you make a mistake, that there is support in that. There's discipline in that, but there's support. The officers know unequivocally that if you break the law, if you violate our rules and regulations, and there's total disrespect for proper procedure in our relationship building and the police department, they understand that there is no support, that I will put the handcuffs on them myself because we have to be able to police us before we can police the community. And in order for us to hold the community accountable, we must first hold ourselves accountable.
Let's talk about the gender disparity. There are a lot more male officers in pretty much every police department in the country. What keeps women from seeking law enforcement careers?
They don't see themselves in the organization. But no one wants to be a part of an organization that they don't see themselves. If you look at an organizational chart in law enforcement and you see all white males, as from the chief on down through the entire executive rank, and you're a minority woman with education, you may not plan to be a police officer your entire career. You aspire to be at the top of the organization. But are you willing to go through the scrutiny to get to the top of the organization? And that's the problem. Women and minorities have not, over the years, seen themselves in positions within the police department. And so that is why the numbers are so small, if they exist at all. But I think it's changing. I can tell you that you can look the next couple years, Dallas will be representative of the community. 50% men, 50% women. At least that's my goal.
You were born and raised in Detroit. You were a cop on the street. You were in administration for many years. I would imagine that you could find your way around that city blindfolded. I'm curious about your process for getting to know Dallas, which is a city that's almost twice as big and in a very different part of the country.
Well, the process doesn't change. I got to know the city of Detroit by actually being a part of it, going into neighborhoods, going into stores, meeting community activists as well as elected officials. And that is my same roadmap for the city of Dallas. I have to be a part of the community in order to learn the community. I need to meet individuals. And as the police chief, I don't get to select who I want to serve. We have to serve the activists in the city as well as we have to serve those individuals who are community leaders who are making changes in the community. Everybody is important as we look to make Dallas a place that's safe and a great place.
That was Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall talking with KERA's Chris Boyd. Listen to the rest of their conversation at think.kera.org. And coming up tomorrow, a conference in Fort Worth this weekend aims to get filmmakers from across the world together to share tips on making better movies. Our big screen team talks with the event's founder about what these directors, cinematographers, and designers might learn. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. In the weather, light rain in Fort Worth. Storm clouds are rolling into Dallas with rain expected this evening. It's 85 degrees in Dallas and 75 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.